This is Audible.
Hay House Incorporated presents Medical Medium, Liver Rescue. Answers to eczema, psoriasis, diabetes, strep, acne, gout, bloating, gallstones, adrenal stress, fatigue, fatty liver, weight issues, SIBO, and autoimmune disease. Written by Anthony William. Read by Sarah Coombs. For the medical medium communities who wake up every morning to spread spirit's message with compassion in their hearts and life-giving light in their hands. For all the doctors and practitioners, past, present, and future, who dedicate their lives to seeking out healing truth for their beloved patients. And for mum and dad, who brought me into this world. Forward. Every time I read one of Anthony William's books or listen to one of his radio shows, I learn something new. Something that rings true that they don't yet teach in medical school. Not only that, I actually apply a great deal of what I've learned to my own life. An example is a smoothie from his first book, Medical Medium. In that book, Anthony gives recipes for breakfast smoothies that you can begin each day with as part of his 28-day healing cleanse, something I followed several years ago. My variation of one particular recipe has become a go-to staple for me, my granddaughter, and many of my friends. It never fails to elicit rave reviews. And now, after reading Liver Rescue, I am happier than ever that I enjoy this elixir regularly. Not only does it hydrate my tissues optimally, it also helps detox my liver each time I drink it. I won't keep you in suspense. Here it is. 2 to 3 organic bananas, 1.5 to 2 cups frozen wild Maine blueberries. I buy these in bulk and keep them handy. A scoop of organic frozen cherries. Then I add water to get the desired consistency, usually 2 to 3 cups, and liquefy it in a blender. This ends up making 2 large servings or 4 small ones. If I don't have guests, I pour the unused portion into a glass mason jar and keep it for later. Anthony's book, Medical Medium Life-Changing Foods, was, as the title says, life-changing for me, just like his first book. From this beautiful resource, I learned all about the incredible energy, healing information and spiritual lessons contained in all fruits and vegetables. This knowledge has made eating even the lowly potato, which represents grounding and humility, a far more enjoyable experience. I no longer mindlessly consume food. I now enter into a grateful relationship with it. Not always, of course, but far more than I used to. And now, through reading Medical Medium Liver Rescue, I have more respect for my liver and everyone else's than I ever did before. As a medical doctor, my introduction to liver function was pretty much limited to newborn jaundice and cirrhosis of the liver in the many alcoholics I cared for as a young intern. I also witnessed the deadly effects on the liver of the first experimental bypass surgeries back in the 1970s. Many of those patients died of complications that included liver failure. Obviously, bypass surgery has come a long way since that time. But here's the thing. Medical science still doesn't appreciate what the liver actually does on a day-to-day basis, long before anything like elevated liver enzymes, fatty liver or cirrhosis appears. When I wrote the first edition of The Wisdom of Menopause back in 2001, I knew full well that menopause in and of itself was not to blame for all the many symptoms that women began to experience at midlife, such as insomnia, hot flashes, and irritability. Indeed, medical medium Liver Rescue points out that, in large part, these symptoms arise from a beleaguered liver, not because a woman has reached a certain age and is now destined to deteriorate, but instead because our lifestyles have compromised our liver function. As Anthony points out, the liver offers us two levels of protection against environmental toxins of all kinds: disarmament and detainment. But these functions don't last forever if we continue to ignore our liver function. Anthony elaborates on a phenomenon that I have observed repeatedly over the years. When a woman is on average age 38 and a man on average 48, these abilities of the liver start to wane and symptoms such as weight gain and hot flashes start, including what we label aging. For most people by this time, liver detox capacity has fallen to 60% of what it could be. Basically, the liver is saying, "I've taken care of you for decades and I can't keep this up unless you change something." Sobering, isn't it? And what a great word to use given alcohol's effect on liver health. Here's what you need to know. The liver's job is screening and filtering. It separates the beneficial from the toxic. It cleans the blood that goes from the liver directly to the heart. It is the ultimate blood purifier. It also protects you by sequestering solvents, pesticides, and viruses deep in its core, where they stay out of your bloodstream. When the liver lets go of toxins, they can go to three places. 1. They go to the colon via bile and the gallbladder and are eliminated in feces. 2. They go to the kidneys, where toxins are eliminated through urine. And finally, 3. They are eliminated in the bloodstream as free radicals. But this is a last resort. Now listen up. Everyone needs to know this part. We are living in a time when more people than ever are being diagnosed with atrial fibrillation, heart palpitations, and other heart problems. In fact, heart disease, of all kinds, is the number one killer of both women and men. Here's a large part of the reason, in Anthony's words, which you'll hear later on in this audiobook. When your liver gets to the point of being unable to process all the unproductive material running through it, more free radical debris and toxic matter, and less toxic matter the liver didn't bury in its core, will be in the bloodstream, forcing the heart to pump harder to pull the blood up from the liver, like sucking pudding through a straw, resulting in high blood pressure. If your liver is clogged to the point where biofilm starts to break off into the blood, then you're likely to develop heart flutters as this jelly-like substance gums up heart valves, preventing the smooth flow of blood. But regardless of where you are now in terms of your health, there's no need to throw up your hands and just accept diminished liver function as inevitable with each passing year. Instead, know that the minute you begin to take care of your liver, it will be far better able to take care of you. Our bodies have an almost miraculous ability to regenerate and restore health when we start giving them the materials and attention they need. In Medical Medium Liver Rescue, you will learn about many of the functions and mysteries of the liver that medical science doesn't yet know about or understand. But most importantly, you will learn exactly what your liver needs to heal itself and perform the life-saving functions it was designed for. You will learn about a special group of cells known as parenchyma that the liver produces when its storage bins get too full, and also a system known as HEPA tracking that the liver is capable of producing supernatural ability and strength to prevent troublemakers from being expelled into your bloodstream. I swear by the end of this book, you will be so grateful for your liver that you will feel compelled to do those things that will help it help you. Not only that, Anthony has included very specific instructions, complete with supplement lists for supporting your liver in a wide range of situations, from daily maintenance to specific health conditions including acne, irritable bowel syndrome, adrenal problems, bloating, autoimmune disorders, constipation, diabetes, dark under-eye circles, eczema and psoriasis, fatigue, gallbladder infections, gallstones, gout, heart palpitations, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, hot flashes, jaundice, liver aging, Raynaud's syndrome, seasonal affective disorder, weight gain, and even varicose and spider veins. Finally, there is an entire chapter on liver rescue that anyone can use to rescue and restore optimal liver function. In summary, Medical Medium Liver Rescue belongs in everyone's health library. Read it, apply it, even if just a few of the suggestions, and enjoy the lifelong benefits of a healthy, happy liver. You won't regret it. Christiane Northrup, MD, New York Times best-selling author of Goddesses Never Age, The Wisdom of Menopause, and Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom. A note for you. Treasure hunting has long been a part of human history. When people search for treasure, whether it's an old shipwreck filled with bounty or a chest of gold marked on a treasure map, it's common to get very close after years spent far away. The searchers have done their research, sometimes decades of it, spent all the money they could possibly spend, invested their time and energy, and then, as they're digging down, an earthquake sends the treasure toppling through a crevice so that they'll never reach it. The same can happen with a shipwreck. Ocean conditions must be just right for diving. A collapsed coral reef could block it, or shark-infested waters could make it too unsafe. The truth about chronic illness has been so far away for so many decades, with good people researching and getting closer to answers. Famous neurologists get nearer and then can't keep going due to lack of funding. Just as we get close in this modern day of medicine, in which so many people have suffered and even lost lives with no answers, all progress is put on the shelf. Answers are only almost found. A theory such as the gene blame game puts the truth further away because it causes medical science to pour all its resources into researching genes instead of digging for the answers that would actually put a stop to the chronic illness madness that has been with us for far too long. How many times have you seen something unfold that you knew could have gone differently if only others understood what you'd learned in life? For my whole life, I've watched the decades roll by while medical communities move along with steps and missteps trying to figure out why people suffer. I've witnessed them almost stumble upon the answers to what causes chronic illness and then never quite pull through and succeed. My job is to deliver the answers to you. Are you ready to receive them? In these pages, you'll find the truths that medical science and research have come so close to having in hand and then been thwarted from attaining. I've been given the answers about chronic symptoms and conditions so that you don't need to be held back anymore by the blunders and roadblocks in the way of medical advancements in chronic illness. Here, there's no fire-breathing dragon guarding the castle of answers, or sea monster blocking the treasure chest. There are no funding deficits or agendas, or grandfathered mistakes to stop you from discovering how to move forward, because I'm not shackled by a system. Freedom lives here in these words. It is attainable. The epidemic of chronic and mystery illness. Chronic illness is at an all-time high. In America alone, more than 250 million people are sick or dealing with mystery symptoms. These are people leading diminished lives with no explanation or explanations that don't sit right or that make them feel even worse. You may be one of them. If so, you can attest that medical science is still puzzling through what's behind the epidemic of mystery symptoms and suffering. Let me be clear that I revere good medical science. There are incredibly gifted and talented doctors, surgeons, nurses, technicians, researchers, chemists, and more doing profound work in both conventional and alternative medicine. I've had the privilege of working with some of them. Thank God for these compassionate healers. Learning how to understand our world through rigorous, systematic inquiry is one of the highest pursuits imaginable. Most doctors have an innate wisdom and intuition that tells them that the medical establishment doesn't give them what they need in order to offer the best diagnosis and treatment plan when it comes to chronic illness. How many times have you heard, there is no known cure for fill-in-the-blank disease? Even at the best, most elite medical schools, there are doctors who graduated at the top of the class who are honest about the fact that they finished school unprepared to work with chronic illness patients. They had to become experts on their own. Then there are doctors who believe they are given all the answers in school and for some reason think that their training supersedes the mysteries of chronic illness. They think that everything else is nonsense and hocus-pocus, which is unfortunate since they live in denial of the millions of people who are suffering with no real answers. Either way, it's not doctors' or researchers' fault that the medical industry hasn't been able to solve the mysteries of chronic illness. Every day, amazing, brilliant minds in science stumble upon discoveries that require a green light from investors and decision-makers at the top in order to move forward. Thousands of discoveries that could really change people's lives for the better are kept from going anywhere, and individuals in the field of science are held back. We sometimes treat medical science like pure mathematics, governed solely by logic and reason. Though at times intertwined, math and medical science aren't the same. Math is definitive. Science isn't. True science applies to an outcome, a result of applying theory. You can use math in medical science. You can use it to make a drug, for example, though the drug shouldn't be deemed scientific until there's a proven result and the numbers make sense in the end. Science labs are play shops of people methodically slapping together different materials to test out different hypotheses and theories while investors apply pressure to rush a favourable outcome. Too often, theories are treated as fact before they ever get a chance to be proven or disproven. That's especially the case with chronic illness. It's extremely rare in the medicine of chronic illness that you ever get a straight answer that's correct. Wouldn't it be nice if science were the ideal we sometimes make it out to be? If it were a pursuit where money never mattered and only the truth won out, Like any human pursuit, medical science is still a work in progress. Think about the recent recognition of the mesentery as an organ. Here, this active, mesh-like connective tissue has been in plain sight all along and even acknowledged along the way, and only now is it beginning to get its full due. There's more to come. New breakthroughs occur every day. Science is constantly evolving, and so theories that one day seem like the be-all and end-all can be revealed the next day to be obsolete. What this translates to is science doesn't have every answer yet. We've already waited 100+ years for real insights from medical communities into liver problems, and the health problems no one knows are liver problems, and they haven't come. You shouldn't have to wait another 10, 20, 30 or more years for scientific research to find the real answers. If you're stuck in bed, dragging through your days, or feeling lost about your health, you shouldn't have to go through one more day of it, let alone another decade. You shouldn't have to watch your children go through it either. And yet, millions do. A higher source. That's why Spirit of the Most High, God's expression of compassion, came into my life when I was 4 years old, to teach me how to see the true causes of people's suffering and to get that information out into the world. If you'd like to know more about my origins, you'll find my story in Medical Medium, Secrets Behind Chronic and Mystery Illness, and How to Finally Heal. The short version is that Spirit constantly speaks into my ear with clarity and precision, as if a friend were standing beside me, filling me in on the symptoms of everyone around me. Plus, Spirit taught me from an early age to see physical scans of people, like supercharged MRI scans that reveal all blockages, illnesses, infections, trouble areas, and past problems. We see you. We know what you're up against, and we don't want you to go through it a moment longer. My life's work is to deliver this information to you so that you can be elevated above the sea of confusion, the noise and rhetoric of today's health fads and trends, in order to regain your health and navigate life on your own terms. The material in this book is authentic, the real deal, all for your benefit. This book is not like other health books. There's so much packed in here that you may want to come back and hear it again to make sure you get all the information. Sometimes this information will seem to be the opposite of what you've heard before, and sometimes it will be close to other sources with subtle and critical differences. The common thread is that it's the truth. It's not repackaged or recycled theory made to sound like a new understanding of chronic symptoms and illness. The information here doesn't come from broken science, interest groups, medical funding with strings attached, botched research, lobbyists, internal kickbacks, persuaded belief systems, private panels of influencers, health field payoffs, or trendy traps. These hurdles get in the way of medical research and science making the leaps and bounds it's meant to in understanding chronic illness. When outside sources have a vested interest in obscuring certain truths, then precious research time and money gets spent in unproductive areas. Certain discoveries that would truly advance the treatment of chronic illness get ignored and lose funding. The scientific data we think of as absolute can instead be skewed, contaminated and manipulated, and then treated by other health experts as law, even though it's inherently flawed. To go with the facts and figures about liver health in the chapters to come You won't find citations or mentions of scientific studies that have spawned from unproductive sources. You don't need to worry that this information will be proven wrong or superseded, as you do with other health books, because all of the health information I share here comes from a pure, untampered with, advanced, clean source, a higher source, the spirit of compassion. There's nothing more healing than compassion. If you're someone who only believes in what science has to say, know that I like science too. Also know that unless we're talking about liver transplants, an area where science is phenomenally advanced, science still has a lot to learn about the liver's day-in, day-out functions, challenges, and needs. While we're in a great time, we're also sicker and more tired than ever before in history. If medical professionals had any idea how much of people's suffering traces back to an overburdened or neglected liver, there would be a revolution in the way we think about nearly every aspect of our health. Unlike many other areas of science, which are strongly founded in weights and measures and math, scientific thinking about chronic illness is all still theoretical, and today's theories hold very little truth, which is why so many people are still dealing with chronic symptoms and conditions. If it keeps going like this, we'll reach a point where there aren't any studies at all in which agendas and interests aren't driving the outcomes against your favour. This trend is why the scientific establishment has let chronic illness communities down since the beginning, letting doctors down too, and leaving hundreds of millions to suffer. We the Questioners. Once upon a time, we lived by the rule of authority. We were told that the earth was flat, and then that the sun revolved around the earth, so we believed it. Those theories weren't fact, and yet people treated them like they were. People living back then didn't feel like life was backward. It was just the way life was. Anyone who spoke out against the status quo seemed like a fool. Then came the paradigm shift of science. The questioners, the committed researchers and thinkers, the ones who all along hadn't been content to take a fact at face value, finally proved that analysis could open the door to a much deeper, truer understanding of our world. Now science has become the new authority. In some cases, this saves lives. Surgeons now use sterile tools, for example, because they understand the risk of contamination that surgeons of old didn't realise. Just because of certain advancements, though, we can't stop actively questioning. It's time for that next paradigm shift. Because science isn't enough of an answer when it comes to chronic illness. Is it good science? What was the funding behind it? Was the sample size diverse enough, big enough? Were the controls handled ethically? Were enough factors considered? Were the measurement tools advanced enough? Does the analysis stamped on the results tell a different story from the numbers themselves? Was there bias? Did an influencer of establishment power put a thumb on the scale? Some science will hold up brilliantly. Some will reveal holes, payoffs, kickbacks, small sample sizes, poor controls. We're handed the word science as though we're meant to bow down to it without question. It sounds a lot like an authoritative ideology, doesn't it? We haven't shifted out of that belief system as much as we think. Progress doesn't happen without the very framework being questioned, and in our society today, we're not allowed to question the scientific framework. Trends don't always look like trends. They often disguise themselves as sound medical advice. So much of the health information out there is repetition or worse, garbled whisper down the lane. We must be wary of someone sending out a message with an agenda so that when it reaches us, it's twisted. Good primary sources used to be the gold standard. Now, in an enormous push for content, some research for health literature gets rushed, published based on one okay enough sounding source. We must look at the special interests of who's interpreting and posting. Even the research results themselves, can they be trusted? Science is so often used as an attack mechanism. That label can be used to put a spin on everything possible. Take the food wars, for example. Vegans are battling paleos with science. Paleos are battling vegans with science. They're both using studies to justify their sides. Because you can find a study to justify practically anything. Eating liver to help your liver? There's a study for that. Cheese is a longevity food? There's a study for that. Are they right or are they skewed? That's for you to decide as you listen to this audiobook. When even science isn't enough, food war participants go for the emotional aspect of the other's belief system. Vegans tell paleos they're killing animals. Paleos tell vegans they're starving themselves and their children. Getting better is not about choosing sides or what you've adopted as a belief system in that moment. Even if it's a belief system based on reports you've read of scientific studies, it's about understanding our liver's responsibilities and supporting them in those. We won't get there by treating science as God and treating those who question theories and findings as fools. Medical science looks out for medical science. While individual healthcare providers can have the best of intentions, the greater industry is not about looking out for a person, it's about looking out for itself, since it has its authority to uphold, its self-involvement in the most chronic way. Let's be honest. Even today's science, in those areas we think to be concrete, sometimes shows cracks. If you've heard about recalls of hip replacement parts or hernia mesh, you know what I'm talking about. These are tangible items that were designed with exacting scientific standards, then went through rigorous scientific testing before being put to use. And even that highly scientific process wasn't guaranteed. Certain products developed unforeseen problems, and an area of science that seemed indisputable turned out to be fallible. Think then, what kind of uncertainty remains in scientific understanding of chronic illness? The liver and the liver's multitude of functions. This isn't a device that can be held in your hand, measured and analysed independently from the rest of you. It's an active part of the human body, and we all know the human body to be one of the greatest miracles and mysteries of life. Again, science is a human pursuit and a work in progress, especially when that work involves decoding the human body. It takes constant vigilance, receptiveness, and adaptability to keep that work truly progressing. If you've never struggled with your health, suffering for years with no answers for your condition, or if you feel cemented within a certain medical, scientific, or nutritional belief system, I hope that you'll approach the chapters to come with curiosity and an open heart. The meaning behind today's widespread chronic symptoms and suffering is so much bigger than anyone has yet discovered. What you're about to hear is unlike any information about the liver, chronic health issues, or healing you've heard before. This information has helped tens of thousands of people over the past decades. All in this together. Since I first started to share spirits information, I've been so blessed to see it make a difference for these people. With the publication of the Medical Medium book series, I've been beyond moved to see this information reach the wider world and help thousands more. I've also noticed that some of these messages have been manipulated as certain career-driven individuals try to climb the ladder of acclaim and notoriety. This approach gets at people's core, raw nerve of suffering and takes advantage of it. This is not how the gift I was given was ever meant to be used. Spirit is a voice for the ones in need of answers, a source independent from a system filled with traps that have wasted so many lives along the way. We love it when people become experts on the health information I share and when they spread the compassionate message far and wide in the name of truly helping others. I am so thankful for this. What gets dangerous is when that information is tampered with, intermixed and twisted with trendy misinformation, changed just enough so that it sounds original or blatantly poached and attributed to seemingly credible sources that are anemic of the truth. I say this because I want you to know to protect yourself and your loved ones from the misguidance out there. This book is not repetition of everything you've already read. It's not about a belief system that blames your genes or says your body is faulty, nor is it about putting a spin on a trendy high-protein diet to keep symptoms at bay. This information is fresh, an entirely new perspective on the symptoms holding back so many people in life, and an entirely new perspective on how to heal. I get it if you're wary. We react, we judge, that's what we do. It can be an instinct that protects us in certain circumstances. Sometimes it gets us through life. In this case, I hope you'll reconsider. You may judge yourself out of learning the truth. You could lose the opportunity to help yourself or somebody else. So fasten your seatbelts with me here. We're all in this together with getting people better. And I want you to become the new expert in liver health. Thank you for coming with me on this healing journey and taking the time to listen to this audiobook. Learning the truth will change everything for you and the ones around you. Now you'll finally hold the treasure. We see you. We know what you're up against. And we don't want you to go through it a moment longer. Part 1. Your liver's true calling. Miracle Peacekeeper. Chapter 1. What your liver does for you. A small crowd stands on the dock, waiting to board the boat that will take them to deeper water. Off to the side, the tour photographer perches with her camera, snapping photos of the soon-to-be passengers. Their faces are expectant, though none are overjoyed. It's drizzling and chilly. A few people missed breakfast to get here on time, and it wasn't their idea anyway, to spend the morning at sea. They're humouring friends and family members who insisted it was worth taking a few hours out of their busy lives to appreciate the natural world. Out on the water, the mood starts to lift. The breeze wakes everyone up, and the farther the ship gets from civilization, the easier it is to forget earthly troubles. Several passengers lean against the sides, mesmerized by the endless ripples, wondering if they'll see what they came for, or if this hope, like so many others before it, will elude them. And then it happens. The tour guide instructs the group to look out over the starboard side. A flipper has been spotted. Passengers gather along the railings, a few pointing to the spot where they saw it before it vanished underwater. The crowd stands waiting. A moment passes, then another. Was it worth getting up from my seat? A few of them wonder. They stare. Finally, a wide expanse of slick skin begins to surface, and with it, an eruption of sacred ocean spray as the magnificent creature empties its lungs. The crowd inhales the tonic and collectively breathes out an "Ooh!" Next comes an "Ah!" as the whale comes up again and rolls over in the water, showing off another flipper before dipping back down. The blessed animal stays with the ship for a few moments longer, and the oohs and ahs continue. At last, the whale displays its tail high in the air before parting ways. Every last passenger applauds. Every last passenger has just had a profound religious experience. Snap some photos of them as they step off the boat. Compare them side by side with the before photos, and you'll see radically changed people, like they're floating on air and their souls have been infused with the light of God. We all know that whales exist. Maybe we've watched some nature specials, seen an article or an inspirational poster here or there. We don't hear much about them in daily life, though. If whales are doing well, or if their numbers are dwindling, if pollution is threatening them, or if it's a great year for migration, it's not the main news of the day. Whales live out of sight, and we're a "you've got to see it to believe it" or "you've got to see it to appreciate it" kind of culture. To be changed by these gentle giants, we need to go out looking for them. To understand their value, it takes seeing them up close. It's the way it is with so much of life. Think of the soon-to-be parent standing in the ultrasound lab next to their partner, seeing an image of the fetus growing inside that pregnant belly for the first time. The level of realization is profound, in a way that no amount of maternity clothes piling up in the closet or prenatal vitamins on the kitchen counter can conjure. Until that moment of seeing the baby on the screen, what was going on beneath the surface could only be imagined for the partner who didn't feel the growth happening inside. It wasn't as real. Believe it or not, the workings of your liver are up there with these most profound, hidden miracles of the universe. That's right. Sea creatures as big as dinosaurs. The phenomenon of birth. And your liver. A real missing link. You wouldn't know it because the liver doesn't get much attention. Of the organs, it's not Mr. Popular. We don't learn much about the liver in school, and it doesn't make headline news as, say, the brain does. With the brain, we can hook up some diodes and watch its waves. We know the difference between asleep and awake. We can feel directly when we're experiencing thought blockages, emotional issues, anxiety, or depression. We're familiar, too, with the effects of mental deterioration on the lookout for symptoms of dementia. In so many ways, we're reminded of our brains on a daily basis, down to common expressions like brain food, use your head, she has a good head on her shoulders, and pointing to our head and saying, it's all in here. The heart, too, makes a lot of headlines, because it's there in daily evidence. We feel it beat. We feel it race. We can tell if it's out of sync. We can see its patterns on a heart monitor and track whether our heart rate improves on an exercise program. We see heart-healthy labels at the grocery store, and from the time we were kids, we've known about broken hearts and heartaches and heart attacks, seen heart shapes plastered everywhere on Valentine's Day, made heart shapes with our hands, and loved from the bottom of our hearts. We say, "That warms my heart," and sing about "a little bit of my heart," and may tell a friend with a new boyfriend, "Don't give him your heart yet." The parent watching a child enter a first relationship prays that the child's heart is protected. Other body parts too make themselves known. Our muscles get firmer and more pronounced when we exercise, or smaller and softer when we spend our days stuck in bed. Our skin is a plain-to-see reflection of what's going on in our life, whether pale or peeling or rashy or broken out or glowing. With the lungs, we can see the rib cage expand when we take a deep breath and shrink when we let it go. Though smoking was once an unknown threat, now public service announcements about the danger of smoking and lung cancer are everywhere. Our bladders are evident when they fill up. We analyze the color and amount and content of our urine, and pain and burning let us know of urinary tract infections. The gut is constantly reminding us that it's there too. We can feel the stomach when it's full, we can feel it rumble when it's empty, and we can even examine the contents of what it expels. We know to place a high value on these and other critical body parts because it's easy to pay witness to their hard work. Then there's the liver. Out of sight, out of mind. For all we know, it's not there. It's just a word we heard mentioned in a grandmother's kitchen as she made stuffing with turkey giblets. If we can't feel the liver the way we can feel the heart beating, then it can't be working all that hard for us. If we can't see it struggling, then there must not be a problem. And so the organ remains in that mystery category. What is it really doing in there? Anything? It's easy to forget the liver even exists. Medical experts know something is wrong beneath the surface. They know something beyond what can be seen and felt is amiss. They witness health complaints on the rise. They witness patient after patient describing mysterious chronic illnesses, and so they look high and low for answers. Trouble is, health trends often get in the way of finding the truth. One recent trend has directed an enormous amount of time, energy and resources toward the thyroid. We looked at this popular theory in my previous book, Medical Medium Thyroid Healing, the truth behind Hashimoto's, Graves, insomnia, hypothyroidism, thyroid nodules, and Epstein-Barr. The trend puts forth that an ailing thyroid is the explanation for everything from hair loss to miscarriage, and we looked at why that trend is wrong. While the thyroid is an incredible part of the human body, the gland itself is not the missing link in the explanation of chronic illness. So much of the time, when the thyroid gets the blame, or the heart, or the gut, or the genes, it's really about a liver in trouble. Truth is, your liver is the best friend you've ever had. It performs over 2,000 critical functions that are undiscovered by medical research and science. It works hard for you night and day. It prepares ahead when it knows you need extra support, and it's there to clean up the mess after your earthly mistakes. It's a storehouse, a filter, a processing center, a garbage service, and more. It shields you, it protects you, and it defends you from every angle. It's been looking out for you all along, dying out fires, defusing bombs, taking bullets for you, rounding up the bad guys inside of you, and preventing internal disasters. Your liver is the reason, after everything you've been through in life, that you're still alive. Ask a surgeon what it was like to see a living liver for the first time. After all those classroom hours and all that textbook reading, after seeing picture upon picture, after months in the lab practicing on cadavers, what was it like to stand in the operating room with a patient's functioning liver exposed? The surgeon will probably describe disbelief. Maybe she or he couldn't even sleep that night from the buzz of seeing the majestic, mysterious organ in its element, just like witnessing a majestic, mysterious whale. That's with knowing only a fraction of what the liver does. Now you get to see your liver in a whole new light, to have that surgeon's appreciation for the liver and then some. That's why I wrote this book, so you could see inside your body and get acquainted with your greatest ally. The one that's been there for you all this time. The one working harder than anyone knows. To be wowed by the wonders of the natural world, we don't need to go to the farthest reaches of the globe. We need only to look inside ourselves. The endangered liver. What if you're too overloaded to examine miracles for miracles' sake? In the face of daily challenges, when we have a million pressing tasks to accomplish, what does it matter that the liver is a dazzling display of the intelligence of the human body? Why care about the liver? We already have so much to worry about. Keeping our families safe and healthy, performing well at work, staying fit, avoiding the obesity epidemic, the depression epidemic, heart disease, early aging, living with chronic illness, inheriting a polluted earth, wildlife going extinct, an uncertain future. The list goes on and on. Up against all this, it takes enough energy to get through the day. So why add one more item to the list? Why burden ourselves with an extra concern, the liver of all things, when we constantly hear that we're supposed to be de-stressing, simplifying, and learning the art of saying no to what we don't need? Because our livers are in trouble, and we do need to take better care of them. Because discovering the power of your liver and the power of caring for your liver changes everything. Because what if there were one aspect of your well-being that you could focus on that would help with all the others, plus take care of the developing health problems you don't even know you have? If only we realized how many symptoms, conditions, and diseases are rooted in the liver, that it's not just about liver cancer, cirrhosis and hepatitis. The liver would be front and center in the medical world. Liver Rescue is about your heart, brain, immune system, skin and gut. It's about sleeping well, balancing blood sugar, lowering blood pressure, losing weight and looking and feeling younger. It's about being clear-headed, more peaceful, happier. It's about being able to adapt to our fast-changing times. Saying yes to liver support is the most efficient action on your to-do list. A healthy liver is the ultimate de-stressor, the ultimate anti-aging ally, the ultimate safeguard against a threatening world. It's key to mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being. Turning your attention to your liver is not the proverbial straw that broke the camel's back. It's the helping hand that lightened the camel's load and saved its life. When people seek enlightenment, they focus on the brain and third eye, trying to reach higher consciousness by quieting the mind or to manifest the future through their thoughts. The liver gets completely ignored in the process. Meanwhile, we can glean more enlightenment from our livers than you would believe. With all our focus on the health of the planet, we can't lose sight of our own climates. We each have an individual planet that we need to worry about. Our body. For your whole life, you've carried around a whole world. And just as we know that the Earth's delicate balance means that one weakened link can threaten the integrity of the whole, it matters how we take care of ourselves. Are creatures like those majestic whales important? Do we care if they go extinct? Of course, endangered species matter, and they deserve protection. So do our overworked, overburdened, maxed out, stressed out, threatened livers. Nobody wants a world with toxic oceans and species struggling to survive amid pollution. And nobody wants a body with toxic blood and a liver that's struggling to do its many jobs that keep you healthy. Yet here we are, at a moment in history when our livers are endangered. Our own environments are mucky with the toxins we're exposed to in everyday life. In fact, our bodies are worse off than our planet, and our livers bear the brunt of the clean-up job. Envision your liver as a baleen whale and your blood as the ocean. If the ocean gets thick with sludge, think antibiotics, other medications, pesticides, fungicides, cleaning products, solvents, plastics, chronic dehydration, viral and bacterial waste matter, excess fat from unproductive foods, and more, it's harder for that whale to pull in nourishment. Without ever getting a break, the whale can get sickly over time. It can become difficult for it to even come up for air. The world has liver issues. At this point, it's more common than not to have a compromised liver. If I walk into a crowd of 1,000 people, 900 will have hurting livers, and almost none of them will know it. That's because, as I mentioned, the liver is more important than anyone realizes. Medical science has dedicated relatively little research to the liver other than in the realm of transplants. So it isn't taught how connected the liver is to the state of ill health in the world. Medical communities haven't yet been informed about all the liver does, how many of the health complaints, diseases, symptoms, and conditions of our time are actually symptomatic of liver trouble, or what the liver most needs to thrive, so they aren't able to pass along this critical knowledge. It remains a distant unknown, like the great Pacific garbage patch before it was discovered. Even that discovery remains a mystery as far as what truly festers deep within its murky, uninhabitable core. Without realizing it, we're forced to push our livers to their absolute limits. If we want to make a difference on this earth, we need to be able to function. Symptoms limit us. Brain fog, fatigue, weight gain, seasonal affective disorder, SAD, irritability, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, anxiousness, acne, bloating, and constipation are experiences so commonplace that you may not even think of them as symptoms of anything underlying. Yet they're very often signs of a liver calling out for help. They're holding people back, colouring their view of life and growing into more serious conditions if we don't know how to stop them. Liver trouble can be like a rotten tooth that keeps on getting ignored until it eventually creates a deep infection in the jaw. Then there are the conditions that we know are serious and seem almost impossible to stop. Ones like diabetes, depression, heart palpitations, gout, eczema, psoriasis, and methylation problems. It's also unknown that these are liver-caused. As for fatty liver, jaundice, hepatitis, cirrhosis, and liver cancer, the medical knowledge that they're related to the liver doesn't take away the mystery surrounding them. Not to mention that as our body's main filter and nutritional storehouse, the liver is essential for dealing with any health problem, period. So the fact that liver problems are rampant globally puts us at a precarious moment. It's not an overstatement to say that if every person walking around on this planet right now had a healthy liver, the world would be a different place. Illness wouldn't have the hold it does on the population. Anger, rage, greed, and violence wouldn't fill the news. Fear wouldn't define the modern age. That's how tied into our beings liver health is. Which is why our livers matter. Like a vortex of plastics in the ocean, or like a threatened species, the liver can't be ignored anymore just because it doesn't seem real. It can't be cast aside in the name of loftier goals, like saving the world. Those lofty goals start with saving our lives first. And that starts with saving our livers. Liver 101. If medical research and science grasped the full scope of the liver's value, kids would be learning their liver basics right alongside their ABCs and 1-2-3s. In college, Liver 101 would be a required course for everyone, not just students aiming for medical school. Instead, we inadvertently strain our livers from an early age. And what happens when we grow up and go off to university? To offset the stress, so many students experiment with drinking, maybe even drugs, while eating poorly, hyping themselves up on caffeine, and pulling all-nighters. This does a number on their livers without their knowledge, which is ironic, since knowledge is the goal of education. It's like college is one long anti-liver protest. We focus so much on the promise of a young person's mind and on developing the brain, anything to get the right grades and the right credits to have the right career someday, that it can come at the expense of the liver. What's that brilliant career if the liver gets overburdened and keeps you from performing at your best, or if your liver gets so bad that you lose the job that you fought so hard to land? All those credentials and stamps of approval can't help you out of bed when fatigue and other symptoms have flattened you. We know in the backs of our minds that drinking too much can cause the liver harm. We've heard the term cirrhosis, hepatitis, liver failure, jaundice, liver cancer, and elevated liver enzymes. Maybe we've come across a mention of liver heat or been offered liver supplements by an alternative practitioner. And of course, we've all heard of eating animal liver, which happens to be one of the worst things you can do for your own liver. More on that later. For many of us, that's the extent of what we associate with the liver. The liver got more attention in ancient mythology than it does in modern medicine. There's still so much of the nitty-gritty left to be discovered. In medical school, not very much time is spent teaching doctors in training about the anatomy of the liver and its working parts, unless you're planning to be a surgeon or hepatologist or opting for an elective on liver transplants. Even then, you don't learn about its essence. You don't learn about how to truly take care of one. The resources available are like a few grains of sand on an entire beach. What would we learn if we did get the liver education we were meant to receive? To begin with, we'd discover that the liver is a workhorse, performing thousands of functions, the most critical of which we'll explore in the remaining chapters of Part 1, Your Liver's True Calling, Miracle Peacekeeper. Processing fat and protecting the pancreas. Glucose and glycogen storage. Vitamin and mineral storage. Disarming and detaining harmful materials. Screening and filtering blood. Guarding you with its own personalized immune system. In all of this, your liver's job is to keep you balanced, which is a pretty tall order in a world that's so imbalanced. Do you work hard in life to the point of feeling overworked? Do you ever feel under heat? Do you feel like everything you do is behind the scenes so you never get the credit? Multiply it all by 20, and we've just described your liver. You could be working off the charts hard with 5 jobs and 100 responsibilities, and your liver's working harder. Appreciating the liver for this feat is a huge part of moving forward with it in harmony, like finally being acknowledged by your partner for the endless household tasks you usually do without thanks. In the ideal liver education, we'd also discover that the liver is a warhorse. As we'll explore in Part 2, The Unseen Storm, what's happening inside our livers, and Part 3, The Call to Battle, more symptoms and conditions enlightened, it's ready to fight for you at any moment and works constantly to shield your other organs. In fact, it's probably in battle for you right now, up against poisons and pathogens such as the Unforgiving Four, radiation, toxic heavy metals, DDT and the viral explosion, which we're often exposed to in daily life, along with the unproductive foods and ingredients that sneak their way into our diets. These liver battles often show themselves in the form of symptoms and conditions, so it's all about decoding what that elevated blood sugar, high blood pressure or cholesterol or brain fog really mean. Understanding, for example, that unexplained weight gain is a sign of a clogged liver, not laziness or a permanently slow metabolism, can radically change your outlook on life. If you're struggling with ailments such as eczema, gout, or diabetes, know that it's not your fault. Take away the mystery, and it takes away the struggle's power over you. Finally, as part of our ultimate liver training, we'd find that the care and feeding of the liver is paramount. Has there ever been a time in your life when you felt run ragged? When you needed a rest? When you needed to be soothed and pampered while you recovered from life's battles? That's exactly what the liver is crying out for. So in Part 4, Liver Salvation,